With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Oneida County Board is clarifying who is responsible for handling unsolicited inquiries regarding mining on county-owned land. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, it comes as some mining companies reached out to supervisors regarding the Lynn deposit in western Oneida County.
Oneida County Board Chair Scott Holowinski laid out a timeline for supervisors at Tuesday's board meeting of the events that led to the mining resolution on the agenda, saying he wanted to be transparent. Holowinski says he got a voicemail, email, and letter from a mining company in June, which he never responded to. Then he talked to the Wisconsin Counties Association, who wanted to know where the county stood on the Lynn deposit. It is primarily a zinc sulfide ore with significant lead and silver and minor amounts of gold and copper. That conversation with the WCA eventually led Holowinski and fellow board member Russ Fisher meeting with the director of Greenlight Metals and the head of the WCA and the association's legal counsel in Madison.
We discussed the history of the Lynn deposit, other deposits in northern Wisconsin, our mining ordinance, and a resolution that I'm taking to the county board in August. I told them I wanted to get the will of the current county board before any formal discussion about the Lynn deposit should move forward.
Holowinski and some other supervisors said it was unclear who among supervisors or committees should be handling these kind of unsolicited requests regarding mining in the county. So he drew up a resolution calling for them to go through the Forestry, Land, and Outdoor Recreation Committee. Supervisor Stephen Schreier questioned Holowinski's claim of transparency and was against the resolution.
I have to be honest, I struggle with your version of what you think transparency is. It appears that it took you almost 2 months to come to the conclusion that you needed to include others in your decision-making process. Developing or creating policy after the fact, after you've already engaged in discussions with at least one mining company.
The resolution appeared to not be necessary. According to the forestry and planning and zoning department heads, current ordinance already calls for those kind of requests to go through the forestry committee. The resolution was voted down 13-6 with 2 absent. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
While the resolution was neither for nor against mining in the county, it did raise concerns about the future of mining, particularly at the Lynn deposit. More than 24 people spoke against the resolution and mining in general at Tuesday's county board meeting. One person died and another was injured in a crash in Minocqua Tuesday afternoon. The Minocqua Police Department responded to a car versus bicycle crash around 1 p.m. It was just south of the intersection of Highway 51 and Timber Ridge Road south of town. 71-year-old Susan Cass of Oconomowoc was on the bike. She died in the crash. 20-year-old Morgan Christensen of Minocqua was driving the car. She was taken to Howard Young Medical Center for treatment. The Minocqua Police Department says the crash is still under investigation and specific details of the crash are not being released at this time. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation will investigate an officer-involved shooting in Wisconsin Rapids. It happened early Tuesday morning after Wisconsin Rapids police responded to a report of a domestic disturbance at a home. The suspect fled. A short time later, a Portage County Sheriff's deputy tried to stop the vehicle. The suspect took off and fired a handgun at law enforcement multiple times during the pursuit. The suspect's vehicle became disabled, and they fired at law enforcement as they tried to get away, striking law enforcement vehicles. A short time later, a drone located the suspect hiding on the roof of a residence. Additional shots were fired by the suspect. Police returned fire and hit the suspect. Law enforcement began life-saving measures, and the suspect was taken to a local hospital and is undergoing treatment. A man is being held on a six-figure bond, accused of killing a man last weekend in downtown Wausau. Mike Leishner reports.
Thomas Schroeder is accused of beating 53-year-old Chad Latimer, who died the next day at a Wausau area hospital. Schroeder was arrested near the scene as officers were investigating. It's unclear what led to the altercation, though we do know the 43-year-old has previously been charged with disorderly conduct and possessing an illegally obtained prescription. Schroeder, who has no fixed address, is being held on a $100,000 bond and will return to court for a hearing on Friday.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. Heat is the deadliest climate-driven disaster in the U.S. Already in the Midwest and Great Plains, there have been several reports of heat-related deaths this year. But as Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports, experts say many more people likely die of the heat than the numbers show.
Extreme heat can cause all kinds of life-threatening health effects. Some are explicitly related to high temperatures, like heat stroke. But something like a heart attack, spurred by heat, can be harder to track. Dr. Alok Sengupta is an emergency medicine physician and chief medical officer at Mercy Hospital St. Louis.
If heat illness or heat exhaustion or heat stroke isn't listed as a cause, you're not going to know that that was a contributing factor. So it's definitely underreported.
Even without a clear picture of the data, the National Weather Service says heat kills more people every year than hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
According to Wisconsin DHS data, there were 41 heat-related deaths in the state since last year, including one in Lincoln County. August is National Black Business Month. An emerging program in the Milwaukee area is seen as a game-changer in elevating minority-owned businesses trying to get off the ground. Mike Moen reports.
This year, several partners launched MKE Boss, which stands for Build, Operate, Scale, and Sustain. The digital platform links entrepreneurs of color with a range of resources, including lending and technical assistance. Self-Help Federal Credit Union's Pam Bell says for a lot of black and brown business owners, it can be hard on them to navigate the financial services sector.
Breaking down how much it costs to, create a product and how much do I need to put back into my business so that it's profitable and all of that.
The program's partners, including Self-Help, want to help these business owners shape their vision and establish more generational wealth in underserved areas. While this initiative is Milwaukee-centric, organizers hope to create a standard that serves as an inspiration for towns and cities elsewhere. Various rankings describe Wisconsin as one of the worst states for racial disparities. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.